Bastrop State Park was all but destroyed by fire in September. Now volunteers work hard to bring the woodland back to life. Paige Handy says the first step is making the park safe.
What we're doing is taking out hazard trees, so anything that's like burnt out a lot at the base, that's like a high risk for falling over, like with wind or any kind of thing like that. And we're also working on burnt out walkways because the fire just like totally eliminated trail features like water drains and check steps, things like that.
Some trees survived and still stand tall with green foliage, but many areas have been destroyed. The park's site manager, Roger Dully, says rejuvenation is beginning.
Once we have the park safe and at least most of it open for the visitors to come out and start enjoy, hopefully get some revenue, start the generation back in the park, the next big step is probably going to be erosion control.
Dully says protecting the soil from rain and wind is a big project. That done, a million new trees will be planted. But Dolly says the current drought in Texas is a problem.
It'd be really bad for us to go ahead and put these 1.1 million or however many seedlings we do get out of these seeds in the ground if they would all die because of lack of rainfall and moisture. So we got to wait for rain, and a lot of it.
The process will take longer than Dolly's lifetime.
It's going to be probably 10 to 20 years before this park gets back to something that looks more or less like a park, mostly green, to where you won't really see any of the black anymore. A lot of the erosion mitigation will be taken care of. A lot of the ground cover will be back. And we're looking at probably, you know, 50 to 100 years before you start seeing pine trees back where we were 3 months ago.
Environmental worker Eric Hudson says it's a long process, but nature is resilient.
The human impact of wildfires is really devastating. People lose their houses, and that's really tough, and it's really tragic. But ecosystems like this are adapted to have wildfires. The severity changes. The severity of this one is very high, and so it has an impact. But again, this ecosystem has seen this before. We tend to think about things on a human time scale. And that's maybe not applicable to an area like this.
With time and hard work, he says, the trees will revive. Sayla Hennessy for VOA News, Bastrop Park.